Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime. Now, Kathy and I planned originally to talk today about depression, and specifically SAD, seasonal affect disorder. And yet, moments ago, we received this incredible question, which addresses the issue of depression. So Kathy's going to read it, and then we're going to chat.
Yeah, thank you so much for the person who sent this in. Hi, Kathy and Catherine. I love your podcast and find it very helpful. I thought I'd add that part. I read that part as well as the question.
Very important.
I have been working at my company for 22 years and love the job, but I find my boss quite challenging. Mm-hmm. I suffer from depression and did take 6 weeks off several years ago, but other than taking a personal leave day here and there, I'm functioning quite well and get good performance reviews. My boss quite often asks me in a very concerned voice, "Are you okay?" I say, "Yes, thanks, and why do you ask?" She doesn't answer, just changes the subject. Then I wonder if my facial expression is unhappy looking. I would like to tell her that I prefer she asks me, "How are you?" rather than, "Are you okay?" Is that being too sensitive?
Such a good question.
That's why I thought we can't wait on this. This is such a good question. I think by saying that, by asking her to say another question, then you're going to have to get into the discussion. Mm-hmm. So that's up to you whether you want to address that you do suffer from depression.
Well, I wonder, I actually got the sense that the boss may already know that, that she did take 6 weeks off several years ago.
Right. That's kind of what I got.
Yeah.
And that she's treating her differently
with
the knowledge that she has depression, which is also not ideal.
But I think, you know, there's another way to interpret it. I think, you know, it could be, in a way, compassionate. I mean, I'm just going to play devil's advocate for a minute. I mean, your boss gives you good reviews, certainly is keeping you in your position, so you don't have a problem, really, with her.
Yeah.
You just don't like the way she asks you that. But if you could change the way you hear it, as she's concerned for me, and say, "You know what, if it's showing, I apologize, but I'm actually really happy. Things are really great." Because I think somebody who's depressed really needs to hear that your facial expressions do sometimes show it. And also, energetically, people feel it. I think it's important to know that. Not everybody has that kind of sensitivity, but I do, and I know others do. I can actually walk in a room and know that somebody is down.
Yeah.
It hangs in the air. You're giving it off. So if your boss likes you and is giving you good reviews, but yet asks you how you are, you might want to reconsider. But then I'm going to let the therapist talk about it. That's just my feeling.
I say, tell her to go away. I would say, I think actually that it's true that the concerned voice person, "Are you okay?" is probably because they're picking up on something, or you may have, very often people who are depressed have a facial expression that looks pained or, you know, in a frowning. You may be frowning in some way. Maybe you look tired. Maybe you're irritated. Depression often has a sort of agitated quality to it. So all those things, as you're talking about, Kathy, I think may be triggering this question, "Are you okay?" That said, I think you also do have the right to have a discussion about it. I mean, and you could say something to the effect of, "Yes, I'm fine. Is there, am I sending some kind of message that gives you a different impression?" And then see, I mean, if that makes them self-conscious, they may say, no, you know, and back away. But at least you've opened the door to, you know, if they say, "Well, you just look a little down," or "Your energy seems to be low," at least they can tell the truth about what they're observing. Because what sounds uncomfortable about this is you have to make an assumption that either you are giving something off, or they're overly concerned about your well-being. So clarifying in a very simple way could help just in terms of moving forward. And if you say, is there something that I'm doing or saying that's indicating that I'm not okay, and the person says, no, I just was curious, then that gives you an opening to say, well, actually, it perhaps going forward, you could just ask me how I am, and I'd be willing to tell you. Mm-hmm. You know, so it sort of simplifies the situation.
Yeah, I mean, it may be her signal to you by saying that, mm-hmm. that, mm-hmm. you know, we're picking it up, so you may want to have another cup of coffee or something. I don't know.
Well, I'd also like to speak to this person and anyone who grapples with depression. You know, there's a lot of... We talked earlier about shame, but you can feel a lot of embarrassment, a lot of shame, a lot of worry about, can anyone tell? Mm. If you have major depression and you're someone who, you know, you wake up in the morning, it's a challenge to get out of bed and get going and have a positive attitude and do your job and concentrate well, and you have good days and bad days, there's probably a part of you that's constantly wondering, do I look okay? Mm-hmm. Am I doing okay? Can anyone tell how I feel, which is not what I'm, you know, I hope is not what I'm presenting here. So it can be very challenging. And that's what we were talking about with the seasonal affect disorder. Mm-hmm. If you only have depression during the fall into winter, which is usually when that comes up, it still is a major depressive disorder. It's not just a little emotional flu, right? Mm-hmm. Little bug. And so you probably... And I would say to this individual as well, if you know that you grapple with depression, you may want to have some outside supports that where you can check in, mm-hmm. and say how you are really doing. And in some cases, if you need medication, you can get medication. Mm-hmm. Or with seasonal affect disorder, sometimes light therapy, although they say you don't come up with the light. You know? Mm-hmm. A professional would help you come up with that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Suffice it to say, they're not being sensitive with this question, right? Or asking this,
right.
They're not being too
asking,
sensitive.
Asking, are you okay?
Sensitive.
Yeah. Well, I think if you don't grapple with depression, then you don't have the sensitivity that you're worried all the time of whether people are picking this up on you.
Mm-hmm. And I sort of see it differently, because we're talking about the workplace. We're not talking about your girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Having coffee with you, saying, are you okay? No, this is in the workplace. And I hear it more that your boss is saying, you know, it's obvious. Mm-hmm. It's showing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm letting you know.
I think that's
I may be interpreting it wrong, but mm-hmm. I think that the boss may be saying that.
Yeah. Right.
Rather than calling her in the office and saying, look, you know, you're people are avoiding you. Mm-hmm. And you know, and just not giving you any work because they think there's something wrong. Mm-hmm. So, you know, put on a happy face and try to be friendlier. I don't know. I could be wrong about that, but that's, I think there's another way to look at this.
Well, that's where clarifying what she's asking is the answer, right? Is that, because she says right here, I wonder if my facial expression is unhappy looking.
It probably is.
You could ask that question. And I do think it's also true, you were talking about energetically, you know, emotion is energy in motion. And so if you're anxious, people are going to feel it. Logan, you talked about a conversation you had with someone where you could literally sense their anxiety, mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And if you're depressed, people are going to probably feel it. It's not everyone, but certain people are definitely going to be picking up on it. Mm-hmm. And you can't control that any more than you can control the depression itself. You can manage it. And I think that's the thing.
That's the manage, right.
Yeah, that's the thing that's challenging here, is to figure out, okay, what is she really or he really saying? What is this person really saying to me? And what is it telling me about in the workplace that I need to do to manage this condition?
Right. Exactly. Now, I've do not suffer from this as a general condition, but I definitely have been through very tough periods in my life, whether mm-hmm. it was losing a parent and being grieving in the workplace, or getting divorced and, you know, that different form of grieving. But It was always very helpful to me when somebody let me know that they could feel it. And yeah. I was not aware that it yeah. was even showing mm-hmm. because I was actually feeling okay in that moment. So it was very helpful to know that others were, and that's not what people come to work. They don't come to work to have to deal with your moods mm-hmm. or what you're going through. They come to work to just do the job. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I think it sounds like a very valuable conversation. I'd love to hear what the boss said back. Please let us know.
Yeah. And also give yourself credit for moving through and continuing to take action and, you know, having depression, bringing this question to us, because there are mm-hmm. many people like you who are grappling with the same situation. One statistic I read is that between 16 and 25% of the population suffers from depression at mm-hmm. some point. So wow. you're not alone, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Join us next time on My Crazy Office Overtime, and we hope that you have minimal depression between now and then.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.